Welcome to Health Matters. I am Dr. Janine, and today we have a bunch of really exciting, fantastic topics that we will be covering. So I'm talking about whitening teeth. We're talking about parasite cleansing. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about parasites and what to do about these guys that can be in the digestive tract. I'm going to be talking about clogged arteries as well. I've had a ton of questions on that. We'll be doing some face yoga together as well. And I'll be sharing my famous weight loss detox drink. So I'd like to say hello to everybody who's tuning in today. Keith, it's nice to see you. Sonia, hello. Nice to see you. Mark and Don Saul, Panda May, Raina. Hello, hello. It's great to have you all here. So thank you for everybody who's tuning in. Don't go anywhere as well, because close to the end of today's episode, we are playing. So we do have our trivia section every week. So we are playing for the Vita Detox this week. This is from our great sponsors at VitaTree. And one of our participants will be randomly selected from all of the answers to win the Vita Detox this week. Now, I do want to say congratulations to last week's winner, who was user 761603334. So that was on TikTok. So you are our winner. So please make sure that you are following Team Dr. J9 so that we can actually reach out to you, get your address, so we can send you last week's prize, which was the VitaTree Fat Factor. So congratulations to you. I hope that you are tuned in today. And remember, that trivia section is towards the end of the show, so don't go anywhere. Just do your best at answering the trivia, the quiz questions, and you could be this week's winner. Okay, I do get a lot of questions about what I personally do as my morning routine. So I'm gonna give you some of the tips and tricks that I do and partake in every single morning so that you can start off your day on the right foot. So first of all, I wake up and I do that without the alarm clock. So on most days, because my circadian rhythms are very well entrained with the sun cycle and of course connection with the earth, and I sleep grounded, I wake up without my alarm clock. And what I like to do is to have a big glass of water first thing on waking. And I do usually add in some lemon. So this is something that you actually have to prepare the night before and have it right beside your bed so that you're not forgetting. Squeeze that fresh lemon in there. And this is a great way to wake up your organs and your liver and helps to stimulate the bowels first thing in the morning so that you have a healthy bowel movement. Sorry, I gotta go there every morning. So that is based on our traditional Chinese medicine, on the Chinese medicine clock. Having a bowel movement in the morning is ideal for digestion for the entire day. The other thing that I like to do is take some deep breaths and set my intention for the day. So what does that mean? That means having gratitude, looking forward to having a healthy day, and what I can do in terms of manifesting good things for myself and for everyone in my day. So that's something that I do first thing in the morning. Now, what's very important is I put both feet on the ground at the same time. This helps to keep you grounded, but also centered and really balanced for the rest of your day. So that's something that I learned back in my training with energy work and craniosacral therapy, that to put both feet on the ground when you're getting out of bed at the same time, very, very important to have a balanced day. So it's funny that a lot of people don't do that, and I thought it was just everybody knew this, but that's why I'm sharing it with you. One of those things that maybe you're not doing yet, but to have that balanced day, you want to make sure that both feet on the ground when you wake up. And then, of course, seeing the sunlight as soon as possible. So you've got to get that early morning sunlight in your eyes, on your skin, and not from behind a window. You got to get outside so that there's nothing between you and the sun. If you wear glasses, corrective lenses, contacts, you want to make sure that they're not in your eyes yet. That's very important to get some of that natural sunlight, that ambient sunlight. Of course, you're not staring directly at the sun, but you are getting some natural sunlight in your eyes, but on your skin as well. So uncovering as much of your body as possible. Remember, exposing your abdomen if you can as well. That will help, especially if you have constipation and issues that I've talked about in other videos in terms of healthy digestion. You want to expose your microbiome in your gut to that sunlight. That's going to help as well. And being grounded. So bare feet on the earth, try to get out on grass, on cement, on the beach would be ideal. That would be my, you know, best place to be. But you can definitely get grounded. Now, if you live in an apartment, you can't get outside, you can't get barefoot outside in the middle of, you know, metropolitan city. One thing that you can do is touch your kitchen faucet. So the kitchen faucet in apartment buildings, in homes, typically is grounded. So that's something that you can just touch that and you will help to ground yourself first thing in the morning. Okay, let's talk a little bit about how to whiten your teeth. So in a previous episode here on Health Matters, we talked about doing a natural toothpaste, which is a great way to keep your teeth clean and, of course, to stay away from the plaque and tartar buildup. But whitening teeth is another thing that you can do. So one of the things that you can do, if you've not yet tried it, is called oil pulling. And I like to use coconut oil for this. And all you do is you get a little spoonful of coconut oil, which is high in something called lauric acid, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, but also helps to kill bad bacteria in the mouth. You just put that coconut oil in the mouth and you swish it around in your mouth. Eventually you're going to spit it out because it's pulling toxins out of the mouth and helping to kill off those bacteria. And in this study, it was found that oil pulling, using that coconut oil, could be an effective adjuvant procedure in decreasing plaque formation and plaque-induced gingivitis. So great for the gums as well. A few other studies have shown that daily oil pulling helps to reduce bacteria in the mouth and that plaque and the gingivitis, so the inflammation in the gums. Now, one of those bad bacteria that can be in the mouth, it's called Streptococcus mutans, and that can be a causative factor in terms of plaque formation and then later tartar, but also for gingivitis as well. So we know that that oil pulling can, by swishing around that coconut oil as determined in this study, significantly reduced the Streptococcus mutans after just 2 weeks and was found to be as effective as an antimicrobial mouthwash at actually killing the Streptococcus. So that is, you know, huge news that you can actually use. And they compared it up against the chlorhexidine, which often is something that they'll use in the dental office to kill the bacteria in the mouth. So again, questionable how safe that is because it is a chemical and it is that very powerful antibacterial. But now you can do it with oil pulling as well. So you can do this every morning. I will have a little caution here from my own personal experience. If you've got a lot of toxins happening, that it can make you feel a little bit nauseous the first few times that you do the oil pulling. So I'm just gonna say, you know, it's because it's actually doing its job to pull those toxins out of your system, which is fantastic. So make sure that you're spitting it out. Now, another thing to whiten your teeth is to get natural sunlight exposure. So if you've ever had in-office whitening of your teeth, you know how they put that light? Well, UV is part of that light. So this is important that the more that you're outside, of course, in nature, hopefully smiling, and when you have that natural sunlight exposure, that your teeth will become much whiter. This is something that I've noticed over the years. The more that I'm outside, the whiter the teeth get. So that is another thing. Make sure you're smiling when you're outside and have your mouth open a little bit and you'll get some natural UV to whiten in your teeth. Another thing that you can use is hydrogen peroxide. So in one study, it found that a toothpaste with hydrogen peroxide was more effective than other types of toothpaste, including some of the charcoal-based and some more, a little bit more abrasive toothpaste. And this helped to reduce that tooth discoloration caused by coffee in that one particular study. So using a little bit of hydrogen peroxide on your toothbrush is something you can do at home as well, and that is natural. Now, one of the things that I made in a previous episode here on Health Matters was my own toothpaste. So we have this recipe. So please check out my video on YouTube, Health Matters. Do Vitamins Make You Fat with Dr. Janine Live? And this was in that show, we talked about how to make the toothpaste. So I want you to check out that video because this is a great recipe. It's minty, it's all natural. It helps to whiten the teeth as well, along with the tips that you learned today. So I want to say a quick hello. We are getting into the parasites next. So don't go anywhere. If you're squeamish, please don't change the channel. Or don't go anywhere. Don't flip off because you are going to love what I'm showing you next. And more importantly, what to do with some of these parasites. Hello, it's nice to see you. Indian Pay Rava, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Keith B. That's great. Yes, smiling is very important, especially when you are outside. Okay, Out Flabria, nice to see you on TikTok. Cotton Candy 8604, thank you for tuning in today. Hello, Arletta, nice to see you. Don't go anywhere, Arletta. And a question is coming in on Instagram. Yes? How long do you do the oil pulling for? Great question. As long as you can. So usually for me, I guess my attention span is not that long, a minute or two max as I'm, you know, making breakfast or doing things around the kitchen. usually 2 minutes max is what I can do. I know some people will do it 5, 10 minutes, but for me, it's 2 minutes. So if that helps you, I hope it does. If you can do it much longer, please let me know and put it in the comments, because that, or if you're already practicing oil pulling, I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so this is probably my favorite part of today's show. We're gonna be going through some of the parasites. If you see me on television, you know that I love to talk parasites, and don't go anywhere. I know if you are a bit squeamish, this can be a little bit concerning, but at the same time, we are going to be talking about what we can do about these things. Okay, so the roundworms can be very small, just a millimeter in length, but up to a meter in length. And some of the exposures where you would pick up roundworms could be in healthy foods, organic foods, manure, as well as soil. So if you're out in the garden, if you're eating undercooked meat, if you're a sushi lover, this can be where you're picking up these types of parasites, the roundworms. One of the most common types of roundworms is pinworms. So if you've ever experienced pinworms, this, or if your kids have had them, that is a type of roundworm. But again, I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite herbal medicines to kill these. And it's the good news is that it's very easy to actually kill off these parasites. Okay, the next one, hookworms. So why is it called the hookworm? Well, we can see that it has these sort of fang-like hooks that hook on to the intestines. And this is a gross, gross enlargement of that hookworm. Of course, they're never this big. But you can pick these things up by walking barefoot outside. And what the hookworm does is that it first goes to the lungs and then further translates and moves to the intestines, hooks onto the intestinal walls. And the hookworm is notorious for robbing you of your iron levels. Some of the other symptoms besides low iron, so a lot of people have low iron, they don't know why. It could be because of hookworms. And not to scare you, not everybody has hookworms, but at the same time, it would be something that would be great to investigate in terms of doing a stool sample to investigate if you do have hookworms. As well as abdominal pain, you can have itching, you can have a cough, you can have rashes that happen. But here's the scary thing with hookworms, is that you can be completely asymptomatic. You don't have any symptoms. You've got these guys. I've, you know, actually talked to some people who have experienced this when they were educated. They saw my content, you know, and talking about hookworms. They had things investigated, and then they actually discovered that they had the hookworms unbeknownst to them, and then probably had them for years. So it's something that you have to be aware of. The good news is that with killing them with some of the natural herbs that I'll be talking about, it is possible to get rid of them. And they won't always be on a stool sample. So here's the other thing. You can go and have your testing done. You go and see your doctor and say, hey, you know, I'm worried about, you know, some of the symptoms that I may have or may not have. I'm tired all the time. Maybe your iron is low. You go and have a stool sample done and nothing comes up. Well, guess what? Especially with the hookworms, these things are hooked onto your intestinal wall. They're not necessarily coming out in your stool, so you don't necessarily know that you have them. So that's sort of one of the sneaky things about the hookworms. Okay, one more bug for today, parasite, the flukes. So the flukes are very commonly found in the liver. They can be in the bloodstream. They can even be in the brain. And you can pick up flukes from fruits and vegetables, even if you're washing them very well. Organic, not organic. Often organic produce has even more of the parasites because there haven't been any pesticides used on the traditional organic farming. So this is something that, again, to be aware of. You're doing everything healthy for your body, but at the same time, you could be picking up these parasites. They are often in the water. They can be in sushi. So if you love your sushi and undercooked fish, that is another place to pick up the flukes. Now, again, with flukes, you could be completely asymptomatic, so you don't have any symptoms, and you've got these guys. So the scary thing about the flukes is that they have their own stem cells, so they can actually regenerate themselves, and this is where they can really, you know, become a problem. Chronic low energy, that's one of the telltale signs when I used to, you know, ask my patients about what is going on with your health. Chronic low energy is often one of those telltale signs of having those parasites. But the good news is that there are very powerful herbal medicines to help to kill off these parasites. and the ones that I use frequently for myself, for my children, for my family, are these ones. So Artemisia annua. This is called Sweet Annie, and it's historically known as being very powerful against malaria, but I love it because it helps to kill a whole host and range of different types of parasites. So that is really important. I also love black walnut, which is fantastic at killing parasites. Oregano is another one of my favorites, but not the oil. I actually like to use the whole plant of the oregano, and that's important because if you just use the oil on its own and you're ingesting that, that can be a little bit hard on your liver. So that's something that I've talked about in some of my posts and on my TikToks. And cloves. Now, cloves are fantastic because not only do they kill the adult parasites and the worms, but they also kill the eggs and the larvae. So that's one of the reasons why I love the cloves. And that combination of herbal medicines is something that I personally take seasonally to ensure that I'm killing off. And from a preventative standpoint, so whether I've got the parasites or not, I want to make sure I'm doing this as part of a preventative protocol. And that protocol is, and this is what I do, is 2 weeks of killing those parasites with those herbal medicines. Then I go on to doing 2 months of doing the full body detox, which again, is something that I talk a lot about, doing that full body detox, cleansing the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, the digestive tract, the skin, the lymphatic system, the blood. You got to get all of that stuff out of there and helping to kill candida at the same time. So those herbal medicines are also going to be sort of that 1-2 punch against the parasites, but against candida as well. So that's something that I do. And then you repeat that parasite cleansing. The reason that you do 2 weeks of strong parasite killing and then you take a 2-week break is that the parasites do have a life cycle, and it does, in terms of circadian rhythms, it does revolve around the moon cycle. So parasites are typically more active, and your symptoms can actually be worse around the full moon. So just as an aside, but that's something that I often found with my patients as well, is that their symptoms, whether they were digestive or lack of energy, would get worse around that full moon. Part of that protocol also entails taking extra fiber, digestive enzymes to help to break down and weaken those parasites, as well as probiotics. You've always got to put the good guys back into the microbiome, so that's important as well. And the specific types of probiotics are important. So Acidophilus, as an example, helps to make your gut a little bit more acidic. And the more acidic your gut is, that will help to repel or not allow candida and other parasites to replicate. So that is very important as well for parasite cleansing. Okay, so let's talk about our viewer spotlight for this week. So every week, of course, we share viewer spotlights from one of my followers who has tuned in to my content and is loving or experiencing some, you know, help for their own health or for their loved ones. And I love today's viewer spotlight. This is from Arletta, and Arletta shared a story about her 88-year-old grandma. So I'm just going to read this out to you. You can see this on your screen depending on where you are watching from, but this is what Arletta shared with us. So I wanted to share with you a story about my 88-year-old grandma who was in a lot of pain and could not even move. She was planning on going to Poland, but it looked unlikely because she was very unwell. She finally decided to take the turmeric, and about 1 hour after taking it, her liver pain went away. She also had numerous eye surgeries and was always getting terrible headaches. She decided to try the magnesium you recommend, and literally an hour after, her headaches and migraines went away. But not only that, her eyes were not stinging her anymore. Her running tears were gone and her terrible headache disappeared. As of right now, she was boarding her plane to Poland for 6 p.m. and has her supplements in her carry-on. I say thank you for helping my grandmother from the bottom of my heart. You are truly the best doctor, from Arletta. So thank you so much, Arletta. It means the world to me that you were able to share that story, and congratulations to your grandma who was able to travel to Poland. I'm so happy about that. Thank you so much. And for anybody else who has great positive feedback, we'd love to always hear from you. So please place your comments in the comment section wherever you are streaming in from. We'd love to hear it. And maybe you'll be featured as a future viewer spotlight. So if you're just tuning in today, welcome, welcome. This is Health Matters with myself, Dr. Janine. It's so great to have you here. We do this once a week, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today we are going to still be sharing some face yoga. So you're going to do this along with me, some face yoga techniques. We're talking about double chin, as well as I will be sharing my weight loss detox drink, which you will love. I want to say hello to Conservative Beagle on TikTok. Nice to see you. Cedric on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Okay, a little bit about clogged arteries. So I have a lot of questions that come in through the different media on clogged arteries. What do we do? So here are my favorite sort of hit list of things that you can do preventatively, but actually to help to clean up the arteries as well, is taking a high quality fish oil, making sure that you're getting enough seafood in your diet, but a high quality fish oil that's high in the DHA. Really, really important for maintaining that elasticity in the artery walls, as well as taking some specific herbal medicines. So things like garlic. And garlic is important herbal medicine. It helps to thin the blood, it helps to lower cholesterol levels, triglycerides, and that LDL, which makes the arteries sticky, and that can lead to that plaque formation, as well as glucosterone, which helps to improve the conversion of cholesterol from the liver into bile. So that's important for our fat digestion. But glucosterone also helps to boost thyroid activity, and this is great for an improved metabolism and for weight loss as well, and regulates the cholesterol production by the liver. So that's the glucosterones, as well as FOT. Now, FOT is a traditional Chinese medicine, herbal medicine, which decreases cholesterol, but also helps prevent the hardening of the arteries. And it's something that, in terms of lectins, so if you've heard of lectins, not leptin, which I always talk about, but lectins, may prevent the accumulation of cholesterol in the liver, but also help to prevent the retention of fat in the blood. So that is important with the FOT and helps to reduce those fat deposits and plaque formation in the artery walls. Okay, so that is, you know, some of my best tips for cleansing the arteries, those herbal medicines. I promise we'll put links at the bottom of the YouTube video so that you can learn more about those herbal medicines. Okay, let's talk about, ladies, PCOS. I get a lot of questions on this as well, and weight loss for PCOS. So one of the things that you want to do if you chronically have a PCOS issue is to follow a low-carb diet. And part of that is going to be fixing your insulin resistance, but you've always got to fix your leptin resistance as well. And it's usually the leptin resistance that happens first before you get into the insulin resistance. So if you don't know what leptin resistance is, you're new to my content, please check out all my videos on leptin resistance. That's important for everybody, that everybody fixes their leptin resistance, because that's related to overall inflammation and a whole host of other hormonal problems, as well as doing that full body detox, really important for PCOS, and getting sunlight on your ovaries. So this is something that you've probably never heard of before. You want to expose your abdomen, your ovaries. That red light, infrared light from natural sunlight exposure, is going to penetrate deeper than just the surface of your skin. And so for the ovaries, can really have a healing effect on the ovaries. So make sure you're doing that as much as possible, especially right now. I mean, depending on when you're and where you're watching this video, but in the summertime here in North America, we have our nice summer and hot summer with some natural sunlight exposure, something that's very, very important in terms of that PCOS. Okay, now we are going to be doing some face yoga. So, for double chin, what can we do? So there's something called mewing, and I'm gonna come back in just a second. And what mewing does is that it helps to lift everything and lift the lower part. So if you do have a bit of a double chin, you've got some fat depositing here. When you mew, which means bringing the roof of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, and you start at the back of your tongue. So I want everybody to try this now. So try to mew, which means bringing that tongue to the back and to covering your entire palate, so the roof of your mouth. Okay, ready? Everybody do this. And then you do a little smile, and you're actually applying a little bit of pressure to the roof of your mouth. Okay, everybody, one, two, three. And by smiling, this will help to lift things as well. But you can actually do a side profile in the mirror and just look in the mirror normally, but then do that side profile. When you do this technique, the mewing, it helps to actually lift everything up. And you can hold that position for as long as possible. I like to hold it for about 30 seconds, take a little bit of a break, and then come back and do that again. You can do this a couple times a day. This is really going to do things to lift that double chin and help with lifting everything up. Now, the other thing you can do for double chin is to look up, and then you're going to chew. I do a bit of a smile. I like to smile. Okay, so we're gonna do this together. I want everybody to participate. You're not just watching me. You can watch me the first time, but then I want everybody to do this. So we'll do maybe 5 reps. Okay, here we go. So you're gonna look up, smile, and chew. And it's sort of like a, I'm exasperating my smile and really opening up and making my mouth big as I do that, but chewing at the same time. Okay, ready? Here we go, 5 times. And there we go. So that is fantastic for that double chin. It helps to strengthen all the musculature here. And just with that, if you're doing this along with the mewing, helps to lift things up, you will be amazed. So like I've said before, take a picture now of yourself. Do this for 2 weeks, a couple times a day. Do maybe 5-10 reps of the chewing. You will actually feel it. It'll feel like you're doing a muscular workout, just like lifting weights, but that is something that you're gonna love in terms of lifting that double chin. Okay, we are now going to my detox drink recipe. So all you're going to do is get some water, and I like to do this first thing in the morning. You're going to get some water and put that into a cup. It doesn't have to be a shaker cup, but you can certainly put it in a shaker cup to make it easier for yourself. And you're adding the juice of 1/2 lemon into, so I'm gonna squeeze this live here for you, into my water. And then you're going to add in a little bit of your flavoring. And I like to use a stevia-based flavoring because it adds, without the sugar, it's gonna add a little bit of sweetness to counteract some of the taste of the herbal medicines, which I'm gonna get to in just a second. So I just add a couple squirts of that, and then I'm adding in my herbal medicines. So this is that full body detox, and these capsules are fantastic. And this is a great way to do this because not only will this help to get digestion going first thing in the morning, but great for weight loss. You won't feel as hungry when you do this. And ideally you're taking these capsules twice a day, but to start your day off with this detox drink is gonna be a great way to wake up your organs, your liver, your kidneys, your lungs. It's great for skin detox as well. You're gonna shake that up basically, and then you just drink this down. I like this ideally first thing on an empty stomach in the morning, and it is so good. Now you may notice, if you're holding on to a little bit of extra water weight, and you know, depending for ladies, you know, in different times of the month, that can happen, of course. This will really help to flush things out in terms of the diuretic effect. So it's a little bit like a water pill. You may notice that the first couple of days, or even throughout doing the detox, and ideally you're doing this for, you know, at least a month or so of doing this every morning, you may notice that you are actually urinating a little bit more, and that of course is because you are taking those diuretic herbs. So I hope that you're gonna love this. Again, we will share links below as to how to do that detox drink, and I hope you love that because it is fantastic, especially if you're looking for weight loss. This is great for the ladies with the PCOS issue as well. This will really help. Okay, where are we going now? Are we at quiz time? Yes, we're at quiz time. Okay, so this is the interactive part of the show. This is really fun. And remember, this week we are playing for the Vita Detox. And this is from our great sponsors at Vita Tree. Okay, I hope everybody's getting ready. Remember, you had to pay attention to today's show. So if you're just tuning in now, you're a little bit late. We started at 11 a.m. today. And we talked about whitening our teeth today. If you missed it, you can reference it back. We also talked about what we can do for clogged arteries. And I shared all of my fun parasite pictures as well. So if you're just tuning in now, make sure that you go back and check out the show on YouTube. You'll be able to see it again. Okay, are we ready? I feel like I'm missing something. Okay, here we go. Quiz question number 1. What is it called to place your tongue on the roof of your mouth for yoga facial exercises? What is that called? Elsie Castles, very good. Oh my goodness. Julie Camille, very fast. Nice. Chick Trends, almost. I like that. Sorry. Philomar has it. Good job. Diaz, nice. Sonia, good job. Kristen, good job. Yes, yes, yes. Wheezy. Wheezy, I like that. Diva, organic. Juliana, good, good job. Panda May, good job. Reina, good job. Roxanne. Yes, I'm loving all these spellings coming through. This is hilarious, actually. We have to, I wish I could, can we screenshot? We're going to screenshot all this. Ah, so funny, Donsel. I love it. Oh, good, 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 good. Indian Payrava, good job. Preppy, is it Preppyada? Yes. Jamila, good morning. Nice to see you. So what is it called? Yes, Arletta. Yes, yes, yes. Very good. Oh, and Arletta, your grandmother is, oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy your grandmother is doing well. And again, Arletta, if you're just tuning in, was our viewer spotlight for this week. And she shared a story about her lovely grandmother that was able to go on a trip to Poland. And she's doing so much better. That is so awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else? What is it called when you place your tongue on the roof of your mouth for the yoga facial exercises? It is called Canadian doll. I like that. I love it. Yes, yes, yes. It's called mewing. I see mooing, meowing. I see so many fun things here. Mooing, haha. Yes, it's called mewing, M-E-W-I-N-G, mewing. Good job, everyone. Okay, question number two. Which herbal medicine kills the eggs of parasites? I mentioned it today. Which herbal medicine kills the eggs of parasites? Let's see. Canadian doll, I know. It's so funny. Mooing, mooing. But close. Which herbal medicine kills the eggs of parasites? Oh, Roxanne, Sankey, that was very quick. And Kristen, good job. Kristen was first on the TikTok. Anybody else have it? Yes, anybody else? Preppy, Ada, Reina, good job. Oh my goodness, everybody's, Panda May, Cat Donsel, Cat Chevy. Yes, good job, good job. Marcia, good job. Pink Rocks. Nadia has it as well. Diaz, good job. Oh my goodness, so many good. Enchanted. Diva Organic. Sonia, good job, good job. Elsie Castles, good job. Catherine. Dr. Rose is here. Hello, thank you for tuning in. We are on question. Wheezy. Jilly Bean. Good job, everyone. Ooh. Arletta, good try. Philomar? Yes, good job. So the answer was, Harvinder is here. Hello, good job. Juliana as well. Good job, everyone. If I missed your name, I'm so sorry. Elsie Castles, good job. And Keith, good job. You have it there. Roxanne, you love the content. I'm so glad. Thank you for tuning in today. It's so much fun for me. Truth be told. Okay, so which herbal medicine kills the eggs of parasites? It is cloves. So cloves is known to do that and very, very important. I actually have a TikTok on that as well, so you can check that out. Okay, final question for today. In PCOS, what usually manifests first? Leptin resistance or insulin resistance? In PCOS, what usually manifests first? Leptin resistance or insulin resistance? Let's see. Kristen, nice. Julie Camille Carson, good job. Reina, good job. Donsel, good job. Panda May, good job. Kat Chevy has it as well. Good job, good job. Pink Rock as well. Okay, we had some previous answers on YouTube. Good job, everyone. Zaville, thank you for attempting. And probably those are correct, but at the same time, I was looking for the cloves on the previous question, what kills the eggs of parasites. Okay. And Arletta, good job, good job, good job. I almost said it there. Whoopsie. Catherine, good job. Sonia, Marcia, good job. Diva Organic, good job. Beverly, good job. Brown Eyed Girl, Chick Trends, good job. Canadian Doll, Pamela Jones, good job. Juliana, Nadia, good job. Samar, oh my goodness, so many people. Nice. So many people have this right. Good job, everyone. So in PCOS, what comes first, leptin resistance or insulin resistance? The answer is, and I think most of you got it correct, leptin resistance. Yes, good job, everyone. So thanks for participating. Make sure that you're following Team Dr. Jane on if you're on TikTok, Instagram, so that if you are our winner, that we can reach out to you. So there you have it. Today we talked all about how to whiten your teeth. We talked about some of those gross parasites and what you can do about them and detoxification of the body of those parasites. I talked about clogged arteries. We did some face yoga. And I shared my famous, let me grab it really quick, weight loss detox drink. I want you to try this out. It is fantastic, especially if you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to get those toxins out, those summer toxins from all those wonderful barbecues and things that you've had. Got to get those toxins out. Now, for more detox tips, check out my other videos, of course, about how to do full body detox. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone, and we'll see you next week.